We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Workers have nearly finished cleaning up after a mishap that tied up traffic in the loop at the very beginning of the afternoon commute. WBBM's Nancy Hardian with details.
Lisa, the street has reopened to traffic in the northbound lanes of Wacker about 30 minutes ago after a street sweeper came through. It was cleaning up any shards of glass that fell after a piece of construction equipment being lowered from the roof broke a window on what we're guessing is about the 25th floor of this 55-story building. 20 minutes ago, however, we saw a piece of glass fall from the hole where construction workers are now working. It fell to the ground in the southbound lanes of Wacker, which are still closed to traffic as that street sweeper continues to do laps. Police say no one was hurt. The Bank of America Tower is slated to open here along the river in the fall and will be the tallest office building completed in the city in 30 years. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A retired priest involved in a December fatal hit-and-run crash in Orland Park would not face an initial charge of aggravated DUI. The family of Margaret Leah, who was struck and killed, telling the Daily South Star the Cook County State's Attorney's Office took that charge off the table. Paul Burak, former pastor of St. Michael Catholic Church, is pleading not guilty to leaving the scene of the accident. Leah, who taught at St. Michael's School at Orland Park, was leaving a school holiday party at a restaurant when she and another teacher were struck by a car allegedly driven by Burak.
A Republican state senator who's running to unseat freshman Democratic U.S. Representative Lauren Underwood is hoping to get a boost from an appearance by a controversial service member just pardoned by President Trump. WBBM's Jim Goodis.
Clint Lawrence was convicted of two counts of second-degree murder for ordering his platoon soldiers to fire at three unarmed Afghan men on a motorcycle in 2012. Two of the men were killed. Lawrence insists his orders were lawful and correct because he had to protect his soldiers. He also says he was the victim because prosecutors withheld key evidence and information in the case.
These rights that are so critical to be upheld under the Constitution of the United States were not honored in my case.
Lawrence appeared at a congressional campaign event for Illinois State Senator Jim Oberweis, who admits some members of his own family criticized his decision to invite Lawrence. As for voters,
I'm sure I'm going to get criticized for it, but I'm going to continue to do what I believe is the right thing to do.
Oberweis says he believes inviting Lawrence will show voters he's the candidate who supports military members and their rights. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A 34-year-old Schaumburg woman who had been missing for 2 weeks has been found dead in Chicago.
It was a private investigator hired by Sureel Dabawala's father who found the woman's car in Chicago's West Garfield Park neighborhood. The father got a call last night and he brought a spare key. His daughter's body was found in the trunk of her Lexus wrapped in a blanket. The family had offered a $10,000 reward and police had said Dabawala was considered endangered because of a medical condition. Her body was positively identified by the medical examiner's office this morning, but her father knew last night. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
It's unbearable. I just been with him so long. I just don't know how I'm gonna live without him.
A grieving Brenda Johnson talking to CBS2 about her husband, John Stan Johnson, who died this morning in an early morning house fire at 85th and Whipple. Mrs. Johnson told CBS2 she arrived at her home shortly after she was notified by her Ring camera. John Stan Johnson was a retired health inspector for the city of Chicago. He and his wife have been married for 30 years. Investigators have not yet discovered how that fire started.
Mayor Lightfoot says the new Chicago Police Department facility that formally opened today at O'Hare represents a history-making first in Illinois.
Before she helped cut the ribbon on the new 20,000-square-foot police facility, Mayor Lightfoot also celebrated BOA Construction, which became the first African-American prime contractor for an airport project in state history.
It's past time that we open up the doors of opportunity. There is always an excuse to say no, it's not your time. Businesses from every community should be able to compete for contracts and win those contracts.
BOA CEO Nosa Ehimwenmen choked up thinking of the sacrifices his parents made for him to get there, especially his father.
Driving a taxi to put food on the table. And yes, my dad picked up passengers from this airport to make sure that we ate.
He pleaded with officials to make the way easier for minority companies that follow. Craig Dullimore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.